zoning out on that Zoom meeting? Zoom. Find out what Carmen and Yurko were talking about. Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Oh, it's the best weekend in sports. There's like 10 of those, but this is one of them. It's Masters weekend. The course is playing very difficult. So if you like to see these guys struggle and get a little hot under the collar, you're going to see it this weekend. But yeah, we'll be all over the Masters, and we'll have a full recap on Monday. Baseball for both the Cubs and the Sox resumes tomorrow. Cubs on the road in Pittsburgh taking on the Buccos, who they've had some early season success against. Obviously, Arrieta moved to 2-0. Lance Lynn was fantastic, as we've talked about. It was great to be in the ballpark yesterday. I shared some stories about that. Really, Lance Lynn's the story, though. And Mercedes. I mean, he keeps hitting. He had two more hits yesterday, and he obliterated that home run in the first when he and Moncada went back-to-back. So they beat a right-handed starter, and they jumped all over Brad Keller, which is nice because he hasn't been very good in the early going. Yes, the White Sox face a lefty tomorrow, guys. Mike Minor, 17-0, Yurko. 17-0 against left-handed starters since the start of last season. And since the beginning of 2020, the truncated season, so it's not as big of a sample.
Right.
But the White Sox versus left-handed pitching, starter or reliever, versus a lefty. The White Sox lead all of baseball in isolated power, OPS, weighted on base average, and weighted runs created plus. They continue to destroy lefties. So they're going to be a heavy favorite tomorrow when they're back in action. But if you like, maybe play the trend. 17 straight.
Right now they got the cut in the Masters at -3.
-3.
56 players at -3, which means 33 players missed the cut.
Yes, correct.
So there you go.
+3, Yurko, not -3.
+3 is what I meant. Yeah, thank you. +3. I apologize, guys. +3, yes.
There was a major controversy in baseball yesterday.
There was.
And it was between the Marlins and the Mets. You got a division game, always heated, 2-2, bases loaded. And Michael Conforto was at the plate. This is how it sounded on SNY in New York. Take a listen.
What are they saying?
They're saying the play stands. Game's over. The Mets win.
Let me set it up a little bit better. Michael Conforto very clearly puts his left elbow, I'm sorry, his right elbow, he's a left-handed hitter, puts his
right elbow. Over the plate.
Over the plate. I mean, it is in the strike
zone. The pitch is a strike.
The pitch is a strike. And the ump is about to ring him up.
He's ringing him up.
But then he stops and says, oh, no, it hit him.
Mid-ring up.
Go to first.
He goes with the tip.
Game-winning run comes across. That's not reviewable. More on that in a second. This is the way it sounded in the aftermath. Because Don Mattingly and the Marlins were obviously very upset.
What are they saying?
They're saying the play stands. Game's over. The Mets win it.
Wow.
That's Michael Conforto. Stuck his elbow into it. And Mattingly's coming out and arguing, but I'm sure he's going to be told that that's not reviewable.
But you're trying to get it right. They don't get it right. So why even have replay?
So Michael Conforto gets a game-winning RBI by sticking his elbow into the pitch from Anthony Bass, and the Mets rally for two in the bottom of the ninth, and only now can they fully celebrate as the umpires say that the game is over. What a bizarre way to end the game.
I mean, he's clearly going to ring him up if you see the video. That's the Mets broadcast, guys. I mean, that's Cone, what was it, Gary Cohn, right?
Merck, yeah, Keith Hernandez.
And Keith Hernandez. Keith Hernandez. I mean, that's the Mets broadcast
that
going,
was Ron
hey.
Darling, too.
Was that Darling?
Yeah,
no.
Darling was there, too.
Going, hey, you can't. Come on. We got to try to get it right here. I don't know how they decide what is and is not reviewable. I'm being honest. And, you know, why a play like that wouldn't be reviewable, I scratch my head. Like, the ump obviously did not maybe have a very clear view of it. He made the wrong call. I bet you the other umpires out in the field could look at that and go, hey, that wasn't right.
Something's not right here.
Why is that not reviewable? I mean, baseball's got to have a reason. There are things. There was a play in the Sox game the other day that was not reviewable. What was it? It was, I'm trying to think of the scenario. It was one of the games in Seattle.
I wish I could sit and help you. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Maybe somebody might know what I'm talking about.
You said gosh darn, right?
I said gosh darn.
Yes.
I think it was Tuesday night's game. There was something that happened, and it was just a scenario in which replay, you know, you cannot go to replay. So forgive me. Off the top of my head, I'm blanking on what it is right now. But maybe a Sox fan that was watching the game will remember. Just tweet me or call real quick. But why is it that that's not reviewable? I mean, in a big moment where the game's on the line, you got the Mets broadcasters going, hey, if the point is to get it right, you got to review that. You got to call everybody back. The Mets didn't win.
If it hits it over the plate, you can't lean out over the plate and get hit.
No. That's clearly.
So if you're calling it a strike and it hit him when you're calling it a strike, then he's not swinging at it.
I don't get it.
Are you not cognizant of the fact that I'm calling this a strike, his elbow's out over the plate?
Good question.
And what is a strike? I got to ring the guy.
What's the ump doing there? That's a good question.
Yeah, I think the ump admitted,
I don't have his name, but he did admit post-game he got it wrong.
Like, what would make him change his mind? Yurko brings up the good point, though. If he's ringing him up. And he clearly is going into his strike three motion, isn't going through his mind like, well, wait a minute, that's in the strikes.
Intentionally try to get hit, can't they say no? You intentionally stayed in. Isn't there an obligation of the individual to get out of the way?
Yes, there's no question. That's in the rule. Yeah. I mean, I'm not misunderstanding that, am I? You cannot lean in over the plate.
No, he could have been called out.
Yeah, he's called out.
Thank you. That's what should happen.
Absolutely.
It's ridiculous.
And if the point, I don't know if it was Darling or Hernandez, that sounded like Darling that said, hey, is that Darling, Mark, who said, if the point is to get it right, I mean, you got to go to replay. 312-332 ESPN. Jake in Lake Villa. What up, Jake?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Great, Jake.
Hey, not bad. Just calling because I was watching the Sox game. I think it was like 2 or 3 games ago, and Lewis Robert got hit by a pitch, and they actually reviewed that exact play, and it turned out he didn't get hit by a pitch. But how come they can review that and not the one in the Mets game?
I don't know. It's a good question, Jake. I don't know. I don't.
Well, because he clearly was hit by the pitch. It's intent, right? You can't.
Conforto, you're saying,
yeah,
was hit by the pitch.
Conforto was clearly hit by the pitch.
Yeah, but what? But wait.
So wait. The argument was Luis Robert even hit by the pitch? Michael Conforto was clearly hit by the pitch.
I see what you're saying.
So you can't review intent.
Like, I see what you're saying.
And here's how you knew Conforto was hit by the pitch.
So if the ump doesn't see a batter get hit, but the player says, hey, I got hit.
Look at the replay.
That's what
Robert said. Robert said, I got hit.
I got you.
Conforto's was, you could hear, he probably heard the sound, the double sound.
Yeah.
You heard piff and then the catch of the catcher's mitt going.
Right.
So he probably heard the sound. Reacted to the sound, said he got hit, sent him to first base, this game's over, without realizing he was ringing him up and calling him out.
Yeah. So it's rule 5.05B, and it states that a batter is entitled to first base when he is hit by a pitch unless, A, the ball is in the strike zone when it touches the batter, or B, the batter makes no attempt to avoid being touched by the ball.
There you go.
And the subset to
guilty
that is
guilty on both parties.
Guilty on both.
If the ball is in the strike zone when it touches the batter, it shall be called a strike, whether or not the batter tries to avoid the ball.
So he
leans into it in the strike zone.
He violated both rules. And the ump is clearly about to ring him up and then change his mind. And he obviously had a boneheaded play. And a brain fart, and I'm sure he regrets it. And as Mellor said, he admitted afterwards he botched that.
Here's the quote from home plate umpire Ron Culpa. That guy was hit by the pitch in the strike zone. I should have called him out.
Damn. And if I'm the Mets, I'm right in the offseason. I'm sorry, if I'm the Marlins, I'm saying, hey, you got to change the rule here, guys. You know, that you can go to the competition committee and suggest, why would you not be able to take a look at that?
I'll
tell you
what
I'm doing. The Mets win 3-2.
It's easy for me. The Marlins got to do this old school style.
Oh,
Conforto gets back into that batter's box. No, he better get his dancing shoes on. I'm going to show you what being hit's like. I would hit him every time he came up.
You know, Meathead Old School.
Every time he came up. Now
we should call Goose Gossage.
Hey, you gotta call Goose.
I'm not headhunting, though.
No, I know you're not.
I'm not going after that, but his legs are going to be bruised. His ankles, his knees will be bruised. And say, go ahead. You want to be hit? You guys are all funny and it's all cool. Okay, let's have some fun now. Yeah.
So, Yurko, you are...
From Mattingly, I'm at the top step of the dugout.
Well, and you know Mattingly.
With my hands crossed going, yes, this is what I want. And I'd have 3 guys in the bullpen warming up.
They do have the manager for that. Mattingly's an old-school salty dog.
3 guys in the bullpen warming up in the first inning, knowing we're throwing at you intentionally.
Oh, my God.
Yurko, though, you famously gave us the notion, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
That's right.
Does some of you admire the moxie of Michael Conforto?
I admire him a little bit, but the rules are in place where he was failed. He failed at what he tried to do.
Right.
It was a failure. If the umpires weren't idiotic and dumb, okay? Stupid umpiring doesn't help anybody, okay? So, yeah, he was cheating. He was trying, but he was guilty. He should have been called out. So if you're cheating and you're trying, you can't get caught. He didn't get caught because the umpire is stupid. So because of the stupidity behind the plate, this guy ends up getting away with it. So because he wasn't punished the way he was supposed to, one then has to take the law into his own hands. But I tell you, the telltale sign would be, I start a guy that's not usually a starter, my long relief, one of my guys, like, oh,
an opener.
We're going with the guy that's going to open, pitch a couple of innings. But I've got two guys warming up in the pen already. You know what I'm saying? That's your telltale sign. Why are guys up in the pen? Because Conforto is going to be doing some dancing in the batter's box.
Gifted the Mets.
And if I had to go through 12 pitchers that day, I went through 12 pitchers that day.
So, yeah, that moves the Mets to 2-2 to even up the season. Remember, they had a slow start here because of COVID last weekend with the Nationals wiping that series away. The Marlins fall to 1-6 and have every right to be upset after that. You know, I gotta tell you, Yerk, I have I
you
like
think I'm one of the most handsome men in all of the world.
I do think you're handsome. I think you're
too kind.
I think you're strikingly handsome.
Someone on Twitch, by the way, is a big fan of both of yours. Was saying how Carm, you look like you're 21 still.
No. If you saw up close,
I saw Carm with his shirt off today.
Whoa. Did you?
Whoa! I'm telling you. I don't know if there was movement or not, but man, alive, was it impressive.
It's not impressive. Oh, that much, really.
What a chest.
Yeah.
For such a scrawny little guy, what a chest.
Thanks, Yurko.
That bench press, you probably have to buck 85
I don't bench
now,
press anymore.
Huh?
Just
push-ups.
Push-ups, yeah.
Dips and chins is what I usually like.
Who's the most physically fit person at this station? Is it Hood? I mean, Carm or is it Black?
That's probably the direction you've got to go.
I mean, Danny,
you know,
too.
Listen,
I mean,
Danny is the young chairman. Definitely Danny.
Okay, listen, I'm going to be as...
Can I not get a courtesy mention?
Yeah. Meller's in good shape.
All right, I'm going to...
Well, all I hear about is Black runs marathons.
All right, hold on.
Black can run.
Guys, let's... With Zetterman's an ectomorph. Okay?
Danny's got some muscle, I'm telling you.
Wait a minute, does Danny eat meat?
Yes, that's all he eats is meat.
Okay,
he literally
so he
does not
proteins.
Eat anything but meat.
And he eats the organic stuff. Danny is probably... nutritionally wise, the
he
most
is.
Balanced of any individual
yes.
here at the station.
Well, and he's the most disciplined by far. I mean,
right.
Like Danny can be disciplined.
When it comes to eating.
Yeah.
But when I look at fitness, there needs to be some muscle tissue there.
He's got muscle.
Skin and bones do not equate to muscle tissue.
Trust me, he's got muscle because he eats protein again.
So the fittest, I'd go, boy, Black. I'd go...
how are we determining
Meller.
Fit? I mean, like run, like distance run?
Well,
I mean,
it's a strength. And cardiovascular capacity combination.
Black would smoke anybody here in a run. I mean, anybody. And I run a lot, and Danny runs a lot, but Black would smoke us.
I can't run around the block.
Right. Well, you're right. I mean,
you couldn't walk from the public house back there. You had to stop like that.
But I will tell you this. Tommy Waddle, first of all, I just walk Pinehurst, too. So whatever your mouth wants to talk about.
Carm,
right?
You were my witness.
Whatever your mouth
we turned around three different times and the good
about,
kid was a block behind us.
You guys were on a roll. You guys were walking with a purpose. I was out for a leisurely stroll. Okay?
We had to get back to do a live broadcast because...
Because of what? Another one of your missteps? Is that what happened? Was it another Andy Merkin misstep?
This is why Yurko's
the best.
Is
that why we're coming back?
You see when I say he's the greatest ball buster here? I'll tell you who's the greatest ball buster here. It's Yurko. He might not be the most physically fit, but yeah, Black would smoke anybody here in a race because he's younger than me and Danny, and he's a... Black ran cross country in high school.
I think Black wants you to know that, though.
No,
like,
he'd smoke us in a race.
No, but I think he wants you to know that he's like...
You think so? I don't think Black brags on his
condition.
I don't think he does. He brags on his hair, but, you know, rightfully so. He's got great hair.
He's got good flow.
He does.
Where would you put his partner, Abdallah? Is he in the team picture?
I don't know
no,
if he's
not
ever
even
done
anywhere.
I don't know if he's ever seen the inside of a gym.
Yeah, Abdallah is
but
not.
But now, hold on now. That doesn't mean he's not physically fit.
No, he's not. He's not. I'll tell you.
Okay, that's
all
I'm
he's
saying.
He's not physically fit?
No. I don't think he'd be able to tell you where the bench press was.
Okay.
No.
Okay, that's all I'm saying.
If you said, Abdallah, show me the pec deck, I don't think he'd know what that is.
No idea.
Wow!
If I said do some you know hammer curls, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
He'd literally pick up a hammer.
If I said do some skull crushers, he doesn't know what that is. He'd be like, what? And he doesn't care. That's the beauty of Abdallah.
That's the beauty of Abdallah.
He doesn't really give a damn.
Whichever college team is winning is his team.
But we appreciate the compliment anyway. So Yurko's on a roll now. We appreciate the compliment from the Twitch viewer, and I wish if you looked up close, you could tell I've got some age. You know, like I'm starting to look a little older. I'm 44.
I bust Phil Mickelson's chops with the booblies.
He looks good.
And nobody's got man breasts more than Good Kid right now. It's a current affliction of mine. that I'm going to have to consult with Danny Zetterman minimize this.
I'll tell you what, Phil looks good. I mean, he's in the last few years, he's taken a – he's committed to his body more than ever.
Yes,
he has. Phil looks like he's in much better
shape. I'd say you're correct.
All right, we got a few calls rolling in, and people probably want to have fun with this. 312-332-3776. I want to talk about Aaron Rodgers, though, coming up next, because I've been very impressed. We'll explain when we get back.
It's Carmen and Yurko. Follow us on the gram at Carmen and Yurko and at ESPN underscore Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000.
So I'm a fan of Jeopardy. I mean, people know that. We've talked about it in the past. A lot of us like Jeopardy. I just think it's a great game show. I think I watch that show and see, test my knowledge. And then I'm like, man, these people smoke me. Although I had a good game last night. I did reasonably well. I got Final Jeopardy last night.
Well, what was the question?
Final Jeopardy last night.
What was the topic?
Actually, this might have been, I might be a day behind. This might have
been
Tuesday. No, I think it was yesterday.
But what's the topic?
The topic was South America. Okay.
I'll put down, if I had $20,000, I would put down $7,000.
Put down about a third of your winnings.
35%.
Good kid, yeah.
35%.
Okay.
Giving yourself $20,000 in the game,
well,
huh?
Yeah.
Well, Yurko's a smart guy.
Listen.
$20,000.
Yeah, you know.
Quick,
it was
buzzer. So Yurko's putting
down $7,000. Hey, it was my dream board.
Let me see if I can get the answer properly here. Two of the three capital cities... You know, they were making you name. What are two of the three capital cities in South America with populations over 10 million people?
Okay, and I would opt for...
There's one very obvious one. I think the second one was harder. There's one very obvious.
I would go with Buenos Aires.
And that's the obvious
that's
one.
I think.
I think that's a no-brainer. I mean, Buenos Aires is huge. And by the way, amazing.
I would go with Brasilia.
That is incorrect.
Because so I would have been wrong.
And I think where people got tripped up, you know, nobody got it right last night. I felt like really proud of myself. People think Sao Paulo is the capital of Brazil.
No,
it
Brasilia
is not. Brasilia is the
and
capital.
And neither is Rio de Janeiro.
Yeah. So my two guesses were Buenos Aires and Lima, and those are actually two of the three. And
okay.
The
third was, so Lima, Peru.
Lima, Peru. And the third was
Bogota.
Bogota. You're right.
I
believe that's 100% correct.
Yeah.
I think that was
Quito,
the third.
Not Ecuador.
Quito's small. That's Ecuador. I think that's small. Yeah. That's an Ecuador.
What about Montevideo?
Montevideo in Uruguay. Yes. No, that is not one of the answers.
Okay. Either.
So I was very proud of myself, but I got to tell you, and I've been watching more this week, and I'll watch next week because Aaron Rodgers is the guest host. And
what do you think?
I think he's very good. The guy's a quarterback.
He is a quarterback,
and he's great at that. He's great. I think he's been very good. Now I don't know the process here. Who knows how much editing they have to do?
Right.
He's like Dave Judy. He doesn't make a mistake.
Right.
I haven't heard him trip up. And again, there could be a lot of fancy editing that happens. But, you know, sometimes in Jeopardy, if you've watched long enough, you knew Alex, you're always kind of amazed at Alex, you know, like, look at that word. Like, I don't know, you roll out, or this character from, there are words, names, more than words, maybe sometimes where you go, well, that could be a little tongue twister. And it just, boom, like Alex could always do it. But he was a professional. It was his job for 30 years. Aaron Rodgers has been fantastic. Now, are they editing? Does he badly screw up and they have to say, whoa, stop?
I don't think there's a lot of editing happening.
Jeff, I don't know. I'm just saying Yurko's watching the Masters. He'll fill us in a minute. Hold on. I don't know, but I have been very impressed. This guy is a quarterback, and he is doing a bang-up job, if you ask me, hosting Jeopardy.
No, I agree with you, but I'm not overly surprised because, first of all, Aaron Rodgers has been in front of cameras now for well over a decade. We're probably approaching 15 plus years now where he has to handle a daily, for the most part, close to daily media, you know, questions from media. So he's very comfortable in his own skin. He's not nervous when he's in front of a camera. And so now it's just a matter of is he willing to put the preparation in? And clearly this is something he wanted to do. He's talked about how he's been a big fan of Jeopardy.
He loves it.
For his entire life. And so when the opportunity arose for him to host it, it doesn't surprise me that a guy who puts in a lot of time being a quarterback, he's got
to
do a lot of film study, a lot of work. He knows So it doesn't surprise me that, to your point, if there is a tongue twister or something that pops up, I have no doubt that he probably
just practices,
previews the questions.
Yeah.
And if there's something that looks a little bit, you know, that
daunting,
looks troubling,
troublesome,
he probably either does the research or says to the producers, hey, what's the pronunciation on this?
So, do you guys think he's going all Rolf Brnerska on us and he's going to take over the game show?
Yerk, I think, honestly, the guy could do it. I'm not kidding. And I think he would only get better. Ken Jennings isn't very good. I'm
I was
be
just
going
to say, that seems to be the leader in the clubhouse.
It's Ken Jennings, because he's sort of infamous within that Jeopardy world. Like, he's the all-time winner, right?
Correct.
Like, even Holzhauer never got to the amount of money.
Consecutive.
Right?
No, well, wasn't.
Or was it consecutive games?
I thought Jennings had the consecutive games.
That might be, because Holzhauer maybe won more money, but like, Jennings has the consecutive games record. Like, he's an all-time legend.
And Jennings won in their
exactly.
showdown of the champions.
Exactly. But I still think he's kind of like, I think Aaron Rodgers is better, quite frankly. And if Yerk, you bring up a good point. If he wanted to do it and they were serious, like, I think Aaron Rodgers could do it.
Well, I mean, I don't know what Alex Trebek got paid. I don't know. He created the show, so he got even more. You know what I'm saying?
Well, Merv
he got more.
Created the show, I think. I'm pretty sure it was
I think Alex at some point became an equity owner.
I'm sure he did.
I mean, at some point, because, you know, Alex could do it so tremendously.
Yes.
What if they were to say, we'll pay you $40 million to go ahead and host this thing for the whole year?
Well, here's the thing.
Oh, God, could you imagine?
I mean, would you say the hell with football?
Yerko, he doesn't have to. They can, because of the recording schedule, if they chose to do it in the NFL offseason, they knock it out in like 45, 50 days.
They could do the whole,
and do the whole year?
He could actually have both jobs.
Amazing.
Check out what Pat Sajak's annual salary is.
Please.
With syndication money, I do think Aaron Rodgers would be better paid as the host of Jeopardy than the quarterback of the Packers.
I hate how likable he is all of a sudden, Aaron Rodgers. You know, damn him. He's a great quarterback. And
the truth is, we need to continue to root for this so that the Bears have an opportunity to take advantage of him during the season. Like, if his mind is like split
Jeopardy.
Between Jeopardy hosting duties and his Packers playbook, maybe the Bears have a better shot.
I've been very impressed. I tell you what they should do away with, though. They got to stop with the stupid, let's meet the contestants. No, but nobody cares.
Yeah, I don't care.
That you went hiking up the side of the... I mean, no, nobody cares.
Okay. I totally disagree.
It's all cheesy.
Totally disagree, because that's their chance to be on a national stage, and maybe what if someone's grandparents watching? Like,
they're on the national stage.
They can give a shout out to someone. No, I just
shout out.
You know
terrible.
What? You know how long
corny.
That takes.
What is it? Shout
you know
out Wednesday.
That takes 30 seconds.
But Merck, it's corny. It's just that they're cheesy stories.
So what?
Nobody cares about you people.
So
just
what?
Be smart.
Leave it to. Of course, Merck thinks they should keep it. I was like, you got to stop with that. Tony's in Yorkville. What up, Tone?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. How you doing?
Pretty good. Love the show as always.
Thank you.
So I got an idea. You don't have to necessarily do I think it's a full 20, but that seems maybe a little outlandish. What is it, the Ironman, where it's 20 miles biking, 20 miles hiking, and 20 miles swimming?
Carmen's
no,
done
no,
it.
The
Iron,
more.
Well, no, the, I've never done an Ironman. I've done triathlons. The Ironman is if I'm not mistaken, if I have the distances right, it's a two-mile swim. Which, let me tell you, I've done a one-mile swim in triathlons.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Yeah.
A two-mile swim, a 112-mile bike, and then a marathon.
26 miles.
That's the Ironman, and I have never done that. And I have no desire to.
I brought something up with our good friend Jeff Miller here. I said, it's got to be like a Marine Corps test.
Yeah, we can
you
do
know?
That.
And listen, the one area that most people decline to work on is their back pull-ups.
Yes, pull-ups.
Well, guys walk around with big chests, and they look at their backs, and they can't even do one pull-up. So I think a pull-up is a very standard test for anybody that's out there when it comes to physical fitness.
Show off the latissimus dorsi.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, the rhomboids.
So, Tony, you think we should sign up for Ironman, though? I think one of us might die. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, do it amongst the three shows, because you know that morning show, they're all, you know the bald one's all about, you know, talking all that nonsense, and then, you know, like you said with Abdallah, you can lay him on his back and fill his chest up with water. I think you should do it amongst the three shows, though.
Maybe we like split the duties. Tony, thanks. If we each take like a leg of it. No, the Ironman, I've got a buddy that's done a couple. I mean, you talk about grueling. I got no desire. I mean, I enjoy I've done a few triathlons, and that's fun enough for me. But yeah, I can't. The idea of an Ironman is really
not
crazy.
Not for Johnny.
But I think Yurko's right. Like, maybe we do the Navy SEAL qualification test. You know, it's a certain number of pull-ups and push-ups, I think, and sit-ups and a mile time. like in us, you know, maybe we do that and we can kind of see who's the fittest.
Hey, give everybody a chance to train.
Yeah.
We'll do it in August during the training camp. Perfect. Training camp.
It's a good idea.
Boom. And we'll go ahead and we'll do it. The presidential physical fitness test.
Who is most
a 300-yard shuttle. Remember you did it in high school?
Yeah.
Loved it when Ronald Reagan brought Arnold Schwarzenegger, a steroid user, on board for physical fitness. I mean,
say no to drugs, but here's Arnold.
Say no to drugs, but steroids, absolutely.
Nancy Reagan is out, you know, telling everybody, this is what drugs, this is your brain, this is your brain on drugs. They have drugs. Oh, here's Arnold.
Lou, physical fitness, you've got muscles. Come on in.
Here's Lou Ferrigno and Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Jeez.
Classic.
And Dr. Franco Colombo.
Yeah.
Oh, he used to be
Franco
huge.
Colombo,
he was in Pumping Iron.
Yes, he was.
What a movie
that
was.
That's such a great documentary.
Yeah, it
if
is.
People have it. You don't even have to like working out. You don't have, I mean, that documentary is so good. And Arnold, he's such a character. I mean, it's him. It's like he's just so pompous and so conceited.
You know, that's,
it's
you're just talking
remarkable.
About Aaron Rodgers and, you know, multi-talented with quarterback and Jeopardy. Think about Arnold.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
He's got a right to be conceited,
I guess. Greatest bodybuilder ever.
Ever.
Yeah, parlayed that into, at one time, the biggest movie star in the world. And then he went on to be governor.
A governor. He's probably one of the highest grossing actors of all time. He's got to be, right?
He grossed me out.
Got to be. I mean,
from the mid-80s to the mid-90s, maybe
he's as
box office.
It's his story. His life is truly, you're right, Meller, is as incredible as anybody's. And he succeeded in just about anything he's ever tried. I mean, so you got to give the guy credit. But boy, is he arrogant in Pumping Iron, isn't he? But, hey, he's Mr. Universe like 8 years running. You could be arrogant.
How arrogant would you be, though,
if arrogant.
You were ripped like him in your late 20s?
Yes, I get to pump. I want it to pump. I'm in the gym. I'm always pumping.
And then
in the bedroom, I like to pump, and I'm always pumping.
Whoa. Hey.
Didn't I get the pump. Louis, I'm going to get inside Louis' head. He can't handle me. Once I'm inside his head, I take space in his head.
Didn't he have a dalliance with the maid?
The nanny?
The maid. Yeah, good for
the Arnold. Sons. The sons were just together.
European.
It was in the news.
Arnold's European, you know.
Yeah, he's European.
Yeah.
If you can consider such a ridiculous thing news, I mean, he was on TMZ. The sons were like for the first time that they said they saw them together in public. Like they're making...
Well, they're
friendship.
Stepbrothers.
They're stepbrothers.
They're stepbrothers.
Yes, absolutely.
They're from the same loins.
Well, great. the fruit of Arnold's loins. We'll take some calls when we come back. People still want to chat. 312-332-3776. We're spraying all fields, as we like to say, because it's Friday and we're having fun. We'll be right back.
This is Carmen and Yurko on ESPN 1000.
See what we're up to.
See them on Twitch at ESPN 1000 Chicago.
I think most people have been following the story of DMX. You hear it here. And, you know, he has been technically brain dead now for what? I mean, was that last weekend, guys? I feel like maybe. I mean,
I think you're right.
Yeah. And so I guess, is it officially over, guys? The family has just said, okay, there's no recovering from this, right?
Yeah. AP 8 minutes ago.
DMX says they have pulled the plug. Still use that term? Or is that insensitive?
I'm sure that's the delicate official way they say it.
I'm sorry. I don't know. That's always what they used to say. What's the new way of saying it?
I think they
it?
Took him off life support.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I think that's the way to
it's a much better way of saying it, Miller. Good job.
Took him off life
support. When we were kids, it was always, they're going to pull the plug. Yeah. Like, geez. 312-332-3776. Oh, hey, by the way.
For 1,000 Aaron
Rodgers.
Who is Carmen DeFalco?
I don't mean to be insensitive. I'm sorry about that. I do.
90s pop culture phenom died.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I was going to do a batting stance. Well, that's our new thing.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Batting stance.
I'm ready.
We didn't do it yesterday because we were on remote.
We're on remote.
Twitch.
Yeah.
But we're on Twitch today.
So let me see a batting stance. Give me one here, kid. Let me see something here.
I think this one's going to be pretty easy.
I hope so.
Meller and Merck, follow along on Twitch. See if somebody gets it. I think Randy's going to get this quick.
Right away?
Okay.
You think Randy's going to get this
Randy,
one right
ready?
Away? Randy,
okay.
Are you ready?
I think Randy's going to get it quick.
Lefty
batter.
Let me see this on Twitch. Well, you ain't got to tell me. You're betting lefty. I can see it right now. Oh, boy.
Who's got it?
Is that Rod Carew or no?
No, the bat's got to be at a weird angle for a Rod Carew. Carew's hands were high, and the bat was pointed on a 40-foot, 5-degree going lower.
People on Twitter saying Mo Vaughn.
Not Mo Vaughn. Mo Vaughn was not quite as...
A little more husky.
This is the key part.
Lefty batter or righty batter?
He's tucking his face into his shoulder.
John Kruk.
I thought this would be an easy one.
Pete Rose.
Maybe I'm not doing a good enough job.
I think you're doing a crappy job, actually.
I can. You want me to give it? I can do a dead giveaway here. Here's a dead giveaway.
I just
hit a home run, and I'm back in the dugout. And then my bat gets checked, and I go crazy.
George Brett.
Come on, that's a good George Brett, isn't
it?
Garrett, you do your Brett.
No, this is the crew.
Okay, you're in your crew. I'm surprised that my last few people have gotten without a problem.
Like, hey, take a look.
All right, let's see.
Carew's bat was like this.
Yeah.
And that's how his hands were.
Yeah.
But
Brett had, remember, like George Brett used to like bury his face in that right arm,
right.
Remember?
And he may have, but I'm just saying, to do a Carew, these guys said Carew, the bat's got to be on a downward angle.
All right, I thought that was going to be an easy one.
People are saying that wasn't a good George Brett.
All right, I apologize then.
As a matter of fact, it was crap.
They've nailed my Ken Griffey Jr. People were all over Sammy Sosa when I did it. Ichiro, I thought the Brett was pretty good.
George Brett absolutely destroyed me when I called him in his house 2 weeks after he made the Hall of Fame.
I remember that.
Yes.
You've told that story before.
Yes, yeah. Yeah.
George Brett was one of those mercurial kind of guys. It depended on the day. He was in our studios once here with Bruce, and he couldn't have been nicer.
He's a gentleman.
Such a good hitter.
He's phenomenal.
You need to work in next time you do your George Brett stance.
What did
I miss? You need to poop your pants.
That's a good point. Yeah.
That's a giveaway.
With your cowboy boots.
Then I apologize for maybe that one not being as good as I thought. Like, I always thought I did a decent George Brett, and that would be a giveaway when, you know, he kind of used to like bury that chin in his bicep.
Nobody got it.
All right. We'll try again on Monday.
What was so impressive was that their size, their speed, their skill.
Well, Nomar, put yourself when you're 20 years old, 21 years old, playing in an all-star game in a major league stadium with 40,000 people there. This game was sold out yesterday.
Right.
You'd have the little poopies in your pants, wouldn't you? These guys didn't have it.
He loves talking about poop in his pants.
Oh, man. Yeah, he does.
I'll tell you. Let's say hi to...
And he said the little one.
You want me to go to line three? Who's on there? That line's highlighted. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Let's say hi to Chris in Park Ridge. Chris wants to talk about Trevor Bauer. This is interesting. What's up, Chris?
Hey, what's up, guys?
How are you?
I'm really excited to see what happens with this whole Trevor Bauer thing. I listened to the show at work, first time calling in, so figured I'd give my 2 cents.
Yeah, go ahead.
So I remember when this whole thing came out, when he was accusing the Astros of cheating, he was accusing the pitchers. And he was saying, like, Verlander got traded there, Gerrit Cole got traded there, and now their spin rate is up.
Mm-hmm.
And he compared spin rate to a fingerprint. He said that it's, like, unique and it can't change.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, I thought, okay, he's got a case. The Astros are cheating because Gerrit Cole, he went up, like, 150 RPM. Now, these numbers are from Baseball Savant.
Okay.
And 2019 to 2020, every single pitch Trevor Bauer throws went up at least 300 RPMs, some of them 500.
Wow.
His changeup went up 303, curve 411, cutter 407, four-seamer 479, his sinker 533, and the slider 446.
Wow.
So I think it's kind of biased on the MLB to take a guy that is very critical of them, and he's the guy that's going to get in trouble. But at the same time, I don't see how
interesting.
He can't be doing something, because he was claiming 100, 150 RPMs on one pitch by Gerrit Cole. That's impossible. Well, you tripled that on every pitch.
Chris, way to bring it with some Baseball Savant data, by the way.
You can't use your thing.
I like that.
You can't use Bruce, whatever his name is, on him.
Oh, no, we can't use
that.
Yeah,
no, that, no, like, he brought the funk.
Chris brought it.
You're an idiot and you don't know baseball.
No, he does. We can't bring that.
This guy knows baseball. He brought something valuable.
If people don't know the full story here, so apparently, I guess the A's suspected something and they alerted MLB because they ended up winning that game. I think that's the game they came back a couple days ago against Kenley, right? But he started, pitched pretty well, struck out 10. And then the A's, I think, the next day alerted baseball, and they collected a bunch of the balls that he used from the game before, and they were checking the balls for substances, for foreign substances. So that's – Ken Rosenthal reported this on The Athletic. That's what's going on. Meller, is there any update, or do you know anything more about this, or is that kind of just where we are, like baseball's investigating?
Yeah, we're waiting to hear from MLB. And you remember Bauer, too. I don't know, when he was on Cleveland's. Remember a couple of years ago when he made a big deal about pointing out spin rate and substances
and he was tweeting at people. And then remember, he had the huge spike in the he mentioned it, and then his very next start, his first inning, his spin rates went through the roof.
Weren't people saying that he did it on purpose?
Yes.
People were saying that Trevor Bauer did it on purpose
because
to prove his point.
He was pointing out that, hey, you know, if baseball really cared about the game, they would police this. And now that they actually have a rule in place this year, it is odd that, if he's caught, if he's actually, using it. Because he's the one who pointed out that he didn't want it in the game.
So I don't get it. He makes me I'm confused by him. He's an eccentric. Yeah, he's another mercurial dude. He's an eccentric, weird, kind of out on his own dude. I don't get it. And I think that's a convenient excuse to say, if he was sort of intimating to others, I'm doing it just to prove a point. Yeah, and you're also doing it to strike 12 guys out because your spin rate's going crazy. I mean, BS, so he's a weird dude. I don't know. We'll see where this goes. But baseball is investigating. Bob's in Woodridge. What's up, Bob?
Hey, guys. So you were talking about the Iron Man thing. So just a quick story. My college roommate was that guy who all he ever did was sleep in. So as a joke, we sent his name into the Marine recruiter. He ended up going to that officer candidate school, and up for 20 years he held the record on that obstacle course, you know, that thing they did, an officer and a gentleman?
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, make a long story short, he has done 10 Ironmans in his life.
Oh, God.
And he did his last one 2 years ago at age 60.
That's amazing. Come on.
Yeah.
He's
a freak of nature.
Bob, what's he doing it in? Do you know, time-wise?
Somewhere in that 10 to 11 hour range.
I was going to say 10 to 12. That's amazing. Because my buddy, who's an incredible athlete, he's done two, and he did it in that 11-hour range. And he was young. I mean, he was in his 30s when he did it.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Well, his goal has always been to finish in the top 50 of his age group. And you know, up until between the ages of 50 and 60, he did three of them, and each time he finished in the top 25.
Pretty amazing. Bob, thanks, man. That's crazy. Can you imagine 12 hours worth of exercise? I mean,
no,
it's nuts.
I can't.
Right?
I can't imagine 12 hours worth of eating, and I love to eat.
And you love to eat.
Right.
Imagine 12 hours of anything. No. Maybe one thing I can imagine 12 hours of that would be awesome.
And you'd get tired of
watching baseball.
You're watching baseball, of course. Even that, you'd get tired of it.
You get tired of the other thing you're talking about.
Yes, at some point, you'd be like, whoa, 12 hours. I don't know. Maybe for a break.
I have no more to offer.
I got nothing else for you.
Yeah. I could watch 12 hours of golf.
I don't know, Merck.
Yes.
It's a lot. It's Merck. It's a half the day.
No.
It's a lot.
I could do it.
I think I'd get tired of anything.
I could watch 12 straight episodes of 90210 and be a happy camper.
You're crazy. I mean, let alone exercise.
Which one was your favorite?
My favorite actor on the show, Dylan. I mean,
not
Luke
actor.
Perry.
Yeah.
Poor Luke Perry.
The girl. Which was your favorite lady?
All right.
This guy told me about his favorite guy.
That's Dylan saying, who's your favorite on Friends? And he goes, Joey. I mean,
what's the matter with you?
Joey was pretty funny in Friends. How you doing?
No, who's your
all
favorite?
Right, Jenny Garth.
Jenny Garth.
I'll start it. Yeah, I love Jenny Garth. Since you refused to.
Yeah, I mean, can I go off the board? No, she was on later years, Vanessa Marcel.
Yeah, I love Vanessa Marcel. Yes. I didn't even know she was on that show because I didn't watch it, but I love
because
Vanessa
Marcel. She was married or dated Brian Austin Green in real life.
Really?
Yes.
Vanessa Marcel?
Yeah, Brian Austin Green has a very good portfolio.
Do you know how many years of General Hospital I watched because of Vanessa
she
Marcel?
Yes. Oh my gosh. Big fan.
Randy, I love the in-sharing. His curly hair just did it for me.
Mike North, who basically has given out nothing but winners for the last 3 months at his bonus play with Carmen and Yurko, he's going to do it again for us coming up next.
This hour is brought to you by our friends at 3CHI. That's the number 3, CHI, the leader in hemp-derived cannabinoid products. Visit 3CHI.com for more info and use promo code ESPN21 for 5% off.
You're listening to Carmen and Yurko
on Chicago's home for sports.
ESPN 1000. Don't miss a minute of Carmen and Yurko. Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Probably his most recognizable song. Would you guys agree?
Yeah,
Rest in Peace. Yeah, Rest in Peace DMX is trending. Obviously, we mentioned this. They did take DMX off of life support, and fans have been kind of following that story since the incident. I believe it was last weekend, but they had said he was officially brain dead, and they pulled him off life support today. So rest in peace, DMX.
get out to the Corona hotline and say hi to our friend Mike North. Now, Mike and I will be on tonight at 7, by the way, because there is no White Sox game tonight. Then you get the Encore replay tomorrow. Podcast will be up as well. All Mike's done for the last 3 months is giving out winners with his bonus play on Carmen and Yurko. Hopefully you've been taking his advice. He did it again last week with the Flames on the puck line.
Yep,
they lost 3-2, so that cashed. They're dancing. The different Flames.
Flames are dancing.
Let's bring them in. Mike North joins us now for the bonus play on Carmen and Yurko. What's up, Mike?
What's up, fellas? What's going on, Carm? What's going on, Yurko?
How are you, Mikey? Buddy?
Good. I'm just, the ringing in your ear thing, that William Shatner has in other people. I'm having the same thing. I'm watching the Masters right now. It's impossible for the same bird to be on the branch for 3 hours just chirping away. Okay, I mean, I have bird feeders, and they fly. I think they're canning the bird sounds like they do the crowd sounds.
The crowd
now.
Noise, yeah. They were definitely piping it in yesterday. I was there.
There's no doubt, and I'm listening to the same bird. I got birds got the attention span of me. I mean, they come, they go to the feeder, then they fly off. They don't stay on the same branch, I don't think. So I'm listening to the same bird for 3 hours as these guys are teeing off, and I just got to believe there's some – do you guys believe that they would put some bird sounds on the man?
They've been accused of that in the past, and they were guilty.
Really?
And I'm going to tell you why they were found guilty. There was some person that knows a lot about birds.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Noticed a bird from the north down there.
Okay, so there you go.
And said, wait a minute, that's a whippoorwill, or it's a tufted titmouse. And they're not indigenous to that area, and they were guilty for piping in bird sounds.
I could see them doing it. I'm not shocked by that at Augusta. They kind of
pipe. I am not shocked by that either, guys. I really am not. But here's what I am shocked by. I would say most of the last 3.5 months picking – going 14-1, going 15-1, whatever it is, I'm losing track.
I know.
You know what I mean? I'm sort of like we're sort of like the three of us, the Bulls, 72-10 team. You lose, and you just move on. This one here is gonna, the eyebrows will raise. I could see it from where I'm looking at you from here.
On Twitch.
I mean, to be honest with you, yeah. Pittsburgh plays last night. They beat up on the Rangers. They're going at -180. They beat up the Rangers last night. 5-2. It's a very vicious rivalry. They don't like each other. In the meantime, New Jersey battled Buffalo in the battle of who's got the nicer basement apartment.
Yeah.
And they won that one. New Jersey is 4-13 at home, while Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh is 9-10 on the road. So tonight, I see the +170. I do all my homework. It's a really light night on the NBA.
It is.
They're not playing Major League Baseball on Friday. There's only 9 games on Sunday. But don't worry, they want to expose the game to the kids. In the meantime, I'm taking New Jersey -165 on the puck line +1.5 tonight. I think Pittsburgh is going to come out. I think they'll be okay. There's no doubt they're a very good team. They scare the living daylights out of me. But what I got here, it's going to be close. It's going to be sort of a letdown game after they beat the Rangers. And New Jersey is going to try to go for their second in a row. So once again, here we go. Take New Jersey plus the 1.5 tonight, guys.
Devils on the puck line is the play. Let's do it like you've done so many times the last few months. I'll see you tonight at 7, Mike.
All right, guys. Take care.
Hi, buddy. There's the bonus play. And Mike and I, we will be on tonight, 7 o'clock, because there's no White Sox baseball tonight. So after Black and Abdallah, most Fridays now, as we get into the season, Sox will be playing. So you get the podcast up late in the day. Mike and I will throw it up there in the afternoon. And then, of course, Encore replay before White Sox Weekly with Connor tomorrow morning from 8 until 9. We have time. You know what? We're kind of out of time, unfortunately. I do apologize if we didn't get to you on the phone.
Marcus, we apologize. And Big Daddy Swirsk, we apologize.
Everybody have a great weekend. Enjoy the Masters. All right. And we'll see on Monday with a full recap of everything. Thanks to Mike North for joining us today. Thank you, as always, to our great producers, Randy Merkin, Midway Jeff Meller, and J.R. Strauss.
It's a three-way tie right now from Augusta.
Three-way tie at 4-under, Merk?
Yes.
Give us the three names.
Mark Leishman. Actually, it's a four-way tie. Brian Harman also has birdied. So it's Brian Harman's birdie 2. So it's Harman, Justin Rose, Mark Leishman, and Bernd Wiesberger.
Hideki
doesn't tee off till top of the hour. Tommy Fleetwood, two off the lead. Jordan Spieth, two off the lead. Tony Finau is 300 today. He's two off the lead.
Patrick Reed's two off the lead.
Patrick Reed is two. He hasn't teed off yet.
Yeah, honestly, I don't know why everyone doesn't just go home because Justin Rose already has it locked up.
He's taking a knee on it. Absolutely. Have a great weekend, everybody. We will see you on Monday. Greeny's next. Waddle and Sylvia, two. Then Black and Abdallah. Then the Odds Couple. And I guess I have the final word.
Carmen and Yurko present today's final word.
Because you had to be a big shot, didn't you? You had to open up your mouth.
Today's final word.
You had to have the last word
on Carmen and Yurko.
And so I guess, is it officially over, guys? The family has just said, okay, there's no recovering from this, right?
Yeah, AP, 8 minutes ago.
DMX says they pulled the plug. Still use that term, or is that insensitive?
I'm sure that's the delicate official way they say it.
What are they? I'm sorry. I don't know. That's always what they used to say.